Good morning.
Mwasuze mutya.
Tell your neighbor good morning.
Buza kumulirwana wo mugambe wasuze otya.
What a joy it is to be together in the Lord's house.
Kyasanyu nyo kubera wa mu nyumba ya mukama.
I want to trust that you've worshiped our Lord already this morning.
Era nesiga
multiple ways.
Nesiga katonda ntibadde musinza katonda mungereze njawulo.
In 1920,
mulukumi mulenda abiri,
there was a man named Charles Ponzi.
Waliwo omwami oyo gwe bayita Charles Ponzi.
An Italian immigrant who made a fortune off lying to people.
Eyali omwami omutambuze naye ng'ate alimba abantu.
In fact, he was so good at deception that the government named a type of fraud after him as the Ponzi scheme.
Yali musajja mulungi nnyo mukulimba oba yali mulimba nnyo nnyo nnyo. Era nga ne government yewabwe yatuuka nemutuuma erinnya eryo erya Ponzi, enkola ya Ponzi bwe bagiyita.
Ponzi tricked thousands of New England residents in investing into a postage stamp scheme.
Omwami ono Ponzi yalimba abayingilandi bangi abazungu bangi nnyo ng'abayingiza mu nkola ye eyo ey'obupanzi.
He promised people that they could make a 50% return in 90 days off their money.
Yabagamba nti singa bateka sente mu panze yo scheme yayogerako babera bagenda kufuna sente nyingi nyo munaku kyenda zokka.
And every time someone invested, he would take the money and give it to the other people that had invested.
Kakati bwe yakwata abantu baletanga sente ne baziteka munakwata sente zo zenyini ate naziwa abantu abalala.
Creating this illusion that they were profiting.
Era abantu ne batandika okukkiriza obulimba nti baali bafuna amagoba mu kye yali akola.
At the height of this scheme.
Era wagula nnyo mu ngeri y'enkola ye.
He was making over $250,000 a day, which is equivalent of $3 million in our money today.
Yali akola nga obukadde busatu. Yali angakolanga obukadde busatu obwa dola mu nsangi zino.
$3 million a day.
Nga zaakola olunaku. Dola.
Unfortunately, his scheme failed.
Naye ate ekyewuunyisa ekiseera kyatuuka enkola skimu ye n'efa.
And in August 1920, he was charged with 96 counts of mail fraud, and many people lost their money.
Which year?
1920.
Mulukwe mulwenda abiri abantu bangi abajjanga bamuvunana olwokubanga scheme eno yali emaze okulemererwa.
Fraud has taken people all throughout history.
Era atutte wala nnyo abantu mu byafaayo.
And I would suggest to you the greatest manifestation of fraud is actually seen in the Christian church.
Eranga nobulimba bunji nyo obwengeri ofana bwe butyo obuyinza okubanga bulabibwa ne mukanisa eyabakristayo.
The text before us gives us evidence of this fact.
Eranga ekitundu ekiri mu masekati gaffe kituwa amazima gano.
To guide us in this glorious text, I want us to look at four key words.
Okutegeera obulungi ekitundu kino tugenda kuba n'ebigambo bina.
I want us to look at four key words.
Tugenda kutunuulira ebigambo bina.
First word will be hunger.
Ekigambo ekisooka kigenda kubeera okulumwa enjala.
Second word will be curse.
Ekyokubiri kigenda kuba ekikolimo.
Third word, amazement.
Ekyokusatu okwewuunya.
And the fourth word, lesson.
Ekyokuna kuyiga.
May God help us look within our own hearts to see if there be any fraud within our own lives so that we can be true and pure.
tuberenga tuli ba mazima era abalongofu.
Not only before others, but most of all before the Lord.
Nenga sita tuchikole ekyo mu maso g'abantu naye okusinga byonna nga tuli balongofu mu maso ga Katonda.
I'm going to take you quickly to two texts before we look at our text to lay a proper background for the passage before us.
Nenda batwala mu bitundu bibiri ebigendo tuyamba okusima omusingi nga tetunakutunuulira ekitundu kino.
Start with me in Matthew chapter 3, and I want to remind you of John the Baptist's message.
Genda mu Matayo esura 3 nyala kubajjukiza ku bubaka bwa Yokana Omubatiza.
You all remember John the Baptist and his message.
Mujjukira Yokana Omubatiza n'obubaka bwe.
He would preach continuously, loudly and boldly, repent.
Yokana yabulira mirundi mingi ngagamba mwene nye.
For the kingdom of heaven is at.
Kubanga obwakabaka obw'omuggulu busembedde.
He would proclaim that message.
Yabuliranga enjiri eyo.
Well, as he was proclaiming it, people were being baptized. But then he looked out and there were people baptizing that were not demonstrating fruits of repentance. And who were they? The religious leaders. Look with me in verse 7. This is where his preaching takes a higher level. It says in verse 7, when he saw many of the Pharisees and scribes coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?"
Verse what?
3:7.
Na yewe yalaba abafarisayo abanji nabasadukayo na abanji bajirira okubatizibwa nabagamba nti mwe abana b'emisota,
bear fruit in keeping with what?
Mubale ebibala olw'omunaana, mubale ebibala ebisaanidde okwenenya.
Look at verse 10. Even now, he tells them, repent, and repent now, because right now the axe is laid at the root of the trees.
Mwenenye kati kubanga embazi etekedwa ku kikolo.
And every tree, therefore, that does not bear fruit is cut down and thrown into fire.
Na buli muti ogutabala bibala birungi gunatemebwa ne gusuulibwa mu muliro.
John is saying this, listen, you better repent, and you better repent now. Why? I'm about to bring judgment. Its judgment is so close, the axe has even been laid at the foot of the tree.
Yokana kiki kino kyagamba mwenenye kati obwoba temwenenyeza okusala omusango gujja ekyo kyayogedde nti embazi zetekeddwa ku kikolo.
When Jesus began his ministry,
yes, we yali atandika,
he had the same message in chapter 4 verse 17.
Yes, we yali atandika obuweereza bwe,
repent,
mu Matayo nya,
the kingdom of heaven is at
hand.
And Jesus would cry out to the people, please listen, come through this narrow gate, don't go through the broad gates.
Why?
According to 7:15, he warns them, there's many false prophets and their ravenous rules dressed in sheep's clothing.
Era yali alabula abantu bangi nabo abaali beekwese mu ddiba ery'endiga.
7:16 says you will recognize them by their fruits.
Mu lunyiriri mu ssula y'omusanvu lunyiriri 16 agamba mugenda kubalabiranga ku bibala byabwe.
And he says, listen, evaluate the fruits, because every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the.
Mwekebere mweka mweka era mwenenye kubanga buli atenenya embazi zetekedwa ku kiki.
Don't be deceived.
Temulimbibwa limbibwa.
Many will say, Lord, what? Did we not do this and this and this? And he'll say, depart me, you workers of iniquity.
Banji abogera nti mukama wange, mukama wange, mukama wange. Nina bagama muve wendi mwabakola ebyobujemu.
You must say, Lord, Lord, but you also must do the will of the Father.
Wogamba nti mukama wange, mukama wange, era otekedwa okukola ekyo kitaffe kyayagala.
Fake religious leaders
were
told, clearly repent because judgment is coming.
Baino kwenenya kubanga lwachi okusala omusango kujja.
Now we come 3 years later.
Niwaitawe miaka esatu.
The week before Jesus' death.
Nga Yesu Kristo tanaba kufa. Week emu nga Yesu Kristo tanaba kufa.
And we see the text before us. And before we look directly at chapter 21, I want to show you the parallel passage. Look with me in Mark chapter 11. As you know, in Matthew 21, Jesus has come in a coronation and he declares, I am that king, I am the Messiah, chapter 21.
Njagala mujukire bulungi nnyo nti tumaze okulaba ekitundu ekisooka tumaze okulaba nga Yesu Kristo yeelangirira nti yenze oyo kabaka wa bakabaka nga jjamu we yajjirawo mu kitiibwa.
And Mark picks up in chapter and the second day on Tuesday.
Era Mark wa yena natandikira ku lunaku oluddako.
In Mark 11 it says this, read it with me if you will. Mark 11 verses 12 to 14.
Marko 11 Marko 11 musonyiwe.
It says this, on the following day, that's after the day of the coronation.
Verse 12.
When he came to Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing in a distance a fig tree and in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it.
Abo bwakya enkya bwe baali bavudde mu Besaniya n'alumwa enjala. Abo bwe yalengera omutiini oguliko amalagala n'agutuukako era wozzi alabeko ekintu.
For when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs.
Abo bwe yagutuukako n'atalabako kintu wabula amalagala kubanga siwe ebyali ebiro ebyemitiini.
And he said to it, no, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And the disciples heard it.
Naddamu n'agugamba nti okusooka leero okutuusa emirembe n'emirembe omuntu talyanga ku bibala byo. Abayigirizwa ne babiwulira ebyo.
Verse 15 says, and they came to Jerusalem and he entered the temple and began to drive out whatever, and we see then the cleansing of the temple.
Atebo tutuka mulunyiriri olwe 15 musula yemu mumako ne tulabanga ate ayingide okulongosa.
Now verse 20.
Olunyo makumi abiri.
And they came and they passed by in the morning.
Verse
19, and when evening came, they went out of the city. And verse 20, and as they passed by in the morning, this is now Wednesday morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots.
Kakati kulunyiriri ngoze mnyole 19 n'olwabiri n'olunaku olwokusatu agamba bwati awo buli akawunge olunaku olwokusatu awo bwaki enkya ne basanga omuti nga guwotose nga gukaze.
And Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed is withered.
Petero bwe yajjukira n'amugamba nti laba, labbi, laba omutiini gwe wakolimira gukaze.
Here is Mark's account.
Kuno, kino Marko ye kyawandiika.
So according to Mark,
okusinziira ku Marko,
Jesus is coronated on Monday.
Yes, Christo, yatandika ku
on Tuesday he wakes up and he beelines to Jerusalem.
Yes, yakolimira omuti guno ku Monday And as he comes to
Jerusalem, he sees the fig
tree.
He goes over, realizes there's no fruit on it, curses it, and then he comes into Jerusalem and he throws over all that's going on in Jerusalem and condemns Israel for their false worship.
And
then he goes home. The next morning is when the disciples see this fig tree. That is the story from Mark's perspective. Now, let's turn to the first word and look at Matthew's account. Matthew 21, verse
18.
The first word is hunger. Matthew 21 verse 18 says this: in the morning he was returning to the city, he became hungry. As we know from last few weeks, we recognize that during Passover there were millions of people that fled to Jerusalem. The place was overflowing with people, so it was often people came in the day and they left at night, so they had a place to sleep.
Ekiseera kino abantu baali bangi nnyo mu kibuga, era ekibuga ne kituuka ne kibeera nga kijjudde abantu. Abantu ne batandika okuba nga batandise okusula mu bibuga oba mu bubuga obutono oba obutawuni obutono obwali bwetooloddewo.
And according to Matthew's gospel, they were out in Bethany and they began to come back in to the city.
Okusinzira ku Matayo, bano bo bali basuze mu Bethania kati nga batambula mpola ne bayingira.
However, when you look at Matthew and Mark's accounts and you compare them, you see quickly that Matthew condenses the two events into one event. Two events that took place on two different days into one event and appears to be on one day.
Katie Mako Chakola afunza ekitundu kino ebintu bino byonna n'abeeranga abikolera mu lunaku lumu.
It appears, if you were thinking it was chronological, that it all happened on Wednesday, but Matthew's intention is not to provide a chronological account of Jesus. He is thematically hitting key themes.
Nayate ye mbatayo mukuandika kwe tagendera kutuwa ebintu nga bwe byatambula naye kyagendera okutuwa gyemiramwa emikulu.
And so what Matthew was doing is he is thematically, poignantly saying, this happened here, now this happened here. This is the purpose here, this is the purpose here. And in order to do that more poignantly, he merges the events together. Now, let's look at these details. We know that the timing of the account first starts on the Tuesday and then the Wednesday. On Tuesday morning, Jesus enters the city. And before he cleanses the temple, the Bible says that Jesus becomes hungry. Now, this is awesome. Here we see the creator of the universe, who made all the trees, who makes all fruit by a spoken word.
Great
the fact that he gets hungry and wants something to eat.
Nalabikira mu mubiri kati nga ali muntu nga mubiri alaga nti naye yali muwenjala nabera nga yetaaga ekyokulya.
And this text shows that Jesus not only was God, but Jesus was man, fully God.
Era ekitundu kino kitulaga nti Yesu Kristo yali muntu ate la yali Katonda. Yali muntu ddala era Katonda ddala.
In theological terms, we call this the hypostatic union.
Kati mululimi olwekinadini.
It is the belief that Jesus had two natures, a human nature and a divine nature, and they were united into one person.
Ekigambo ekyo kitegeeza nti Yesu Kristo yayina enkula za mirundi ebiri. Yayina enkula ey'obwa Katonda ate n'enkula ey'omuntu nga zonna ziri mu muntu omu.
His hunger pains on that early Tuesday morning led him to approach a fig tree.
Era kumachoko natambula ngalu agenda awali omutini.
A fig tree that was just passing along the way.
Era omutini guno gwali kumabali gekubo.
Which was, according to Jewish law, was free for anybody to eat from.
Era ngokusinzira kumateka agechi Yudaya, omutini guno gwali gwademe buli ayitawo kukubo kusobola okulyako.
As long as they weren't packing it and taking it out of the home, they were free to eat from the trees.
Baba ngaba dembe okunoga ko nebaya nenga siroza anti bali bakirizibwa okweti kane batwala.
That brings us to the second word.
Kino kituleta ku kigambo
ekyokubiri.
Ekigambo kukolima. Ekigambo kukolima.
In Matthew chapter 21 verse 19 it reads this.
And
seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it but only leaves.
Nalaba omutini gumu kumabali gekubo nagutukako nasanga nga tekuli kintu wabula amalagala amerere.
And he said to it, may no fruit ever come from you again.
Nagugamba nti tobalanga bibala emirembe n'emirembe.
And the fig tree withered at once.
Amangu ago omutini neguotoka.
It's important that we understand before we look into this fig tree and all that takes place, that we understand fig trees.
Katisoka tutegereko ku mitini jino katisoka kutegera.
The fig tree is often represented as a tree used to represent Israel.
Omutini guno bulijjo gukozesebwa okubanga gutegeeza Isirayiri.
Like jackfruit to SOS.
Nga ate fene.
Come on,
fene.
Come on, Basaba, I'd expect you to be louder than that. You're Mr. Fene.
Bane fene to andivade to dam fene.
As fene is to SOS, fig trees are to the land of Israel.
Nga fene bwali ekibala ekya SOS ate n'emitini gino bwekitwe bwe gyali nga gitegeeza.
They were highly prized.
Gyali gitwalibwa ng'ekintu ekikulu ennyo.
You remember when Jesus met his disciple Nathanael, he was sitting under a fig tree.
Era mujjukire nti Yesu Kristo.
When Nathanael, Jesus' disciple, when he met Jesus, Nathanael was under a fig tree.
Era Nathanaeli boyasisinkana Yesu Kristo yali ali wansi awomutini.
When the spies went out to spy out the land of Israel, what did they come back with? Figs.
Era naba Isaya bagenda mu Yeriko okubera nga baketta bikibe bakomawo nga bayina ebibala ebyemitini.
People outside Israel knew that Israel was the place for figs.
Era buli muntu yenna yali akimanyi nti emitini gisangibwa mu Isirayiri.
Figs you ate in the morning for breakfast, you ate them at lunch, and you ate them for dinner, just like jackfruits.
Kati emitini gino gyalibwanga kumakya ekyenkya ekyemisana n'akawungeezi ngera bangi kuffe bwe tulya fene bwe tutyo.
And if you're Anthony Basaba, you have them for dessert and break tea as well.
Ate wabeeranga gwe Basaba ogenda kubeeranga obiryanga ne dessert.
So due to the popularity of figs,
the
Old Testament prophets often spoke of destruction on Israel, and part of that destruction would be that figs would be removed from the land, and God Himself would do it.
Eranga nekatonanga obunabibunji ngabubulirwa. Bunabibunji ngabubulirwa banabi bwe babuliranga. Babulianga nti okuzikiriza kugenda kujja. Nebwe kunakuze n'emiti nijonna kigenda kubanga gizikirizibwa. Era Katonda yennyini nga yakikola.
This is seen in Psalm 105 verse 33.
Kino kirabibwa mu Zabuli Mwenda,
Jeremiah 8:13,
ne Yeremia olisula ya 8 yele 10,
Hosea 2:12,
Yosea esula 2 yele 12,
chapter 9 and verse 10 and 16 of Hosea,
musula yo mwenda ne 10 ne
16, and Micah 7,
ne Malachi 7 yele soka paka kulo mukaga.
God speaks that I as judgment will remove figs and vines from your land.
Ndia kuleta okusala omusango mbere nga nzijamu emizabibu okuva mu nsi yammwe.
To the contrary, and as well, or in addition to that, God speaks of the prosperity or the restoration of His relationship Israel as fig trees being in Israel and bountifully.
Era ne mungeri endala bwanabanga tazikiriza ayogera ku ngeri eyokubaza oba eyokubawa omukisa ne babeeranga bayina emizeyituuni n'emitiini mingi nnyo mu ggwanga
lyabwe. That's clear from Zechariah chapter 3 verses 9 and 10. We need to understand figs and Israel and their relationship play a big visual, a big illustration for the nation of Israel.
Abayisraeli n'emizeyituuni bazanya n'emitiini bazanya bayina enkolagana nungi nnyo wakati mu kwogera ne mu
mitendera
mingi.
Trees without fruit are what? Dead. It's an illustration used right there. What's he referring to? Fig trees.
Omuti ogutayina bibala kyolesa ki? Kyolesa era kiba kyogera kwogwo omuzeyituuni.
So Jesus, who is the master illustrator,
Yesu Kristo yasinga okutuwa ekyokulabirako ekirungi,
is going to use this fig tree as a huge lesson for the nation of Israel.
Agenda kubanga akozesa ekyokulabirako kino ng'atwolesa eggwanga lya Isirayiri.
So now listen. On that Tuesday morning, when Jesus and his disciples are traveling to Jerusalem, and he sees leaves on that tree, he approaches the tree because he knows where there are leaves on a fig tree, there must be fruit.
Nagenda ku mutini guno kubanga yali akimanyi nti omutini oguliko ebikoola guyina okubanga guliko n'ebibala.
Let me tell you how fig trees produce.
Kambabuli engeri gyebikolamu
before leaves come, fig trees would produce these fruits.
Ebibala nga tebinakujja ebyemitini
the fruits were green and they can be eaten, but they weren't as good as ripe fig trees. Kind of like some of my kids eating all of our mangoes off of our tree before they're ever ripe.
Kakati n'ebikola bino bibeerako naye bibeeranga kwebinaye nga bikyali bya kiragala. Ng'era abaana abamu bwe balya emiyembe naye nga teginaakola ki?
You can eat them, but they're not very good. They're better when they're ripe, right?
Kubanga nti osobola okugirya nga tekinakwengera naye tegiwooma nnyo bwe giba gikoze ki? Gyengedde.
They way people would eat them for hunger purposes.
Kakati emitiini gino ebibala by'emitiini byabeerangako ng'omuntu asobola okugulya naye nga tegunaba kwengera olw'okuba nti nno alumu enjala.
The leaf would come out.
Ebikola bivaayo.
Then you would wait.
Nolinda.
And you would wait.
Nolinda.
And then finally they would ripen, and then you could eat them till your heart's content and enjoy them. So with that, This tree has leaves. It means those little green things are there, and now there are fruits to be what?
Kakati olwokuba nti omutini guno guliko ebikoola kitegeeza kuliko ebibala ebitanakwengera.
And just like my mango trees,
eranga emiyembe,
everybody wants to eat them before their neighbor eats them, so they go get them too early.
Kati abantu bagenda nebaginoga emiyembe nebatandika okugirya nga teginakwengera.
And so Jesus is going to benefit.
Yesu Kristo ayagala kubera nga awomerwa ku
muyembe. The problem he realizes is that the leaves on these trees are advertising fruit, but there is no fruit.
Ne Yesu Kristo atuka ku mutini guno, omutini guno oguli mu kwolesa nti kuliko ebibala naye nga tekuli bibala.
The tree is a non-producer.
Omuti nga teguliko kibala.
And it's because it wasn't time for them. It's because in the end of the day, the tree was not what was fake in terms of its ability to produce. And so as a result of that, Jesus says, may no fruit ever come from you again. He pronounces a curse on the tree.
Yesu nagamba omuti guno, toddangamu kubala emirembe n'emirembe. Awo yali alangirira ekikolimo ery'omuti guno.
Now,
kakati,
this was Tuesday. He goes after that and he throws over the temple. And he goes home. Now on Wednesday, according to Matthew and Mark, the disciples observe the tree that it's withered all at once. And they are mesmerized.
Kati batunulira omuti guno nga gukaze okuva ku bikola paka ku kikolo.
Clearly, this was a miraculous event.
Bane kino kyali kintu kikulu nnyo era ekyamagero.
Now let me say something before we go to the third word. Let me first say this. Someone can look at this story and say, was Jesus angry with the tree? And they can think Jesus was just rash and he was enraged by lifeless objects that were irritating him. To think that would mean to miss the whole point. Jesus wasn't angry with the tree. But if he wasn't angry with the tree, it drives the question, what was the problem? Why did he do this to the poor tree? There's no question this is not an act of anger against the tree, but it's happened for a purpose. The purpose is to make a lesson, illustrate a point.
Kakati tebwali busungu ne Yesu Kristo yakikola nga ayina ekigendererwa okusobola okulaga obukulu obwekyo kye yali
ayogerako. That Jesus wants to make through this illustration.
First
point is this. Israel is like this fig tree. Israel is like the fig tree. It shows life from afar, but bears no real fruit. It advertises true religious worship, but only fails to produce true worship. Israel's producing false advertisement of true religion or devotion to Jesus Christ. Proper confession bears no fruit or evidence in the life of Israel. The practice doesn't match the words. And this is prophet after prophet after prophet saying, Israel, you have a problem, you have a problem, you have a problem.
In
Ezekiel chapter 33, the prophet tells Israel, In verse 30 and 32, he says, come, hear the message that's come from the Lord. Come, my people, come to you as they usually do, and be sit before you to listen to your words. But they don't put them into practice. With their mouths, they express devotion. But their hearts are greedy for unjust gain.
Indeed,
to them, you are nothing more than the one who sings love songs with a beautiful voice. And plays an instrument well, for they hear your words, but do not put them into practice. The prophets are saying, listen, you show devotion, you show hunger, but you don't obey God. That's you, Israel. And I think Jesus is using this illustration of this fig tree right here and saying, listen, not only did the prophet say it, but I'm saying it right now.
Kati Yesu Kristo kichino chagamba. Banabibo kasibe bogere bigambo bino. Ne nange mbyogera kati mumaso gamwe.
There's a second truth I think that Jesus is driving home here.
Era waliwa mazima mara Yesu Kristo gayagala tutegere.
The second truth he's driving home regarding this fig tree.
Amazima go kubira kwata kumutini gegano.
Is a curse that Israel's wrath of God is coming on Israel. They are cursed. This generation is not going to experience my blessing. They're going to experience a curse. I'm giving you over to your deadness. I'm giving you over to your lostness. Jesus is powerfully demonstrating that God is taking this religious people who show signs of hope by their religiosity, but he's saying, I'm done, it's enough, it's over, your time of grace has ended. Israel is fruitless, and therefore I'm giving them over. Why? Because their heart never belonged to the Lord. Why? Look at me here. Why? Because I'm tired of your hypocrisy. I'm tired of your heartless worship. I'm tired of your professions, Lord, Lord, and then you go and live lives of sin. I think what Matthew's gospel is doing, and the reason why he separated these two events,
ebitundu bino
bibiri. Because Matthew first wants to say, listen, let me show you your worship problem. Let me show you by giving you by showing you, by lifting all the tables and throwing them over and declaring your worship, I'm tired of it. Let me show you.
Kakati kino Matayo akikola okubalaga nti muleke mbalage bye mukola mbikoye mbikoye Yesu nga lwaki asooka n'agenda mu yeekaalu n'avundika bye baali bakoze emmeeza n'entebe n'alyoka avayo n'abagamba kati kambalage obukowu bwange nga bwe buli.
And now in this text, let me show you, not only am I tired, but I'm done.
You're cursed.
Sawa sawa. Brothers and sisters, look at me here. Friends, look at me. Please look at me. Because there's many in this room right here. Some of you might be big employees here. That you use your job to embezzle money, to lie.
Okulimba.
You use your job to serve yourself, but in order to work here, you need to put on some sort of spirituality. Yes, Master. Yes, sir.
Abasinga obunji mubiraga mamuka ye mukama wange.
Mukama ye bazibwe. Mukama ye bazibwe.
Ah, mukama ye bazibwe. Praise the Lord.
But in reality, and you're here today, because it's going to help your advancement. Maybe I'll get more business. But in reality, your lifestyle is completely contrary to God and to His will. This message is not just for Israel, it's for you. And not only is it for you, but it's for every one of us, that we might fear hypocrisy in our own lives.
Dear friends,
listen. You see, Israel knew that if they disobeyed God as king, they would be cursed and removed from the land.
Deuteronomy 28
and following makes it very clear.
But they also knew
there were promises that if they obeyed when the Messiah came, they would be restored to the land. And Jesus is coming here right at this moment and saying, listen, I am here. You failed to repent, and my blessings are not coming on you now. They will have to wait for a future day.
Kakati Yesu Kristo aliwana agamba nti amazima gali nti weta ago kwenenya bubanga tewenenyeza waliwo lunaku olujja olwo musango ngalugenda kuberawo mu maso.
He's now saying this. The axe is no longer at the foot of the tree. It's now in my hand, and it's about to be cut down.
Yesu Kristo kyagamba nti kati embazi ekwatiddwa eri mu mukono gwange era enetera okutema.
Dear friends.
Mikwano jange.
Dear friends.
Mikwano jange.
Where are you?
Oyimiridde wa?
Are you professing Jesus Christ and not surrendering to Him?
Oyatula oyogera gwogezi Yesu Kristo naye nga tewewa yo jali.
Is your profession matching your practice?
Okwogera ko yatula Yesu Kristo.
Are you being religious but not really worshiping?
Oli munadini bunadini nenga mazima tosinza.
How was your worship this morning?
Okusaba okuya.
Thank you of my soul. Thank you. Is that you?
Okusinza kwalo kubadde kutyanga tuli mukuyimba. Amazima gali nti oyimbye nti okuyayana kwa mutima gwange kwe kugamba nti no webale.
Or are we like
oba obeera bubeezi awo kutuusa luwalo anti nazze
J.C. Ryle, the great Anglican bishop of Liverpool, said, high religious professions without holiness among a people. Emotional confidence in councils. Bishops. Liturgies and ceremonies. While repentance and faith have been neglected, have ruined many within the church in times past, and may yet ruin many more.
There you go.
He says, where is the church of Ephesus? Where is the church of Sardis? They're all gone. Why? They had leaves but no fruit. Let us remember, he says, let us beware of church pride, and let us be not high minded but fear. Brothers and sisters, let us fear that God would say enough with Community Church of Kubamitwe, enough with your false worship, I'm destroying it. May we fear and hate hypocrisy as God hates it, and fear that God would give us over to our own destruction as he's doing Israel. Fear that God would stop extending his grace and bring a curses upon us, revealing our hypocrisy. Oh dear friends, may we never forget that God hates lukewarm Christians. And may we always heed the words of James chapter 1 verse 22-25, which says, do not merely listen to the word and deceive yourself. Those who listen to the word but do not do what it says, do not be those people. Friends, look in your own heart. Pause for a moment and look in your own heart. Where are you at? How is your affection for God? How is my affection for God? Come with me now to the third word.
Tugende ku kigambo ekyokusatu.
The third word.
Ekigambo ekyokusatu.
The third word is astonishment.
Chochewunyisa.
Look with me in verse 19 and 20.
Ekigambo ekyokusatu kwekwewunya.
The end of verse 9, it says, at 19 it says, and the fig tree was withered at once. And when the disciples saw verse 20, they marveled, saying, how did this fig tree wither at once?
Akatundu akasemba mule 19 kagamba. Amangu ago omutini ne guwotoka. Olwabiri abayigirizwa bwe balaba ne beewuunya ne bagamba nti omutini guwotose gutya amangu.
We recognize that this fig tree's withering wasn't just a normal event, it was a miraculous event.
Tulaba nti okuwotoka kw'omutini kuno tekwali okuwotoka okwa bulijjo naye kwali kuwotoka okw'ekyewuunya.
And according to the disciples, they were mesmerized by this.
Okusinziira ku bayigirizwa bo beewuunya nnyo olw'ekyo kye baalaba.
And Peter, like he always does, just says what he thinks. How did this tree wither? I don't think Peter was trying to understand the mysteries of miraculous power so he can do these things. I just think he's thinking out loud. What I find interesting here is that Jesus actually answers his question. Because when you look at the context before and after is about wrath, why does he answer this question right here? Why does he draw attention to the fact that the need for prayer? What complement does this bring to what Matthew's trying to bring out? Well, let's remember what just happened. Jesus cleansed the temple, and what did he criticize Israel for?
Yesu Kristo yamazo kulongosa yekalu ne yabavunanye musango chi.
My temple is my Father's house, and it's supposed to be a house of what? Prayer. And you've turned it into this thievery business.
Nayate mujifude ekigo cyabanyazi.
Rather than praying, you're stealing.
Mukifo cyo kusaba muri mukuba.
Now he's addressing prayer itself.
Kati nalyo kayogera kukusaba.
The context at large is all surrounding God's wrath and condemnation of Israel.
And
Israel's lack of true devotion to God. And I want to suggest to you that this issue of prayer is at the heart of the problem. Israel doesn't pray. They do not commune with God. And so Jesus uses this as an opportunity to address the issue of prayer, which takes us to the fourth word. You could say lesson, or you could say prayer. Either one would be fitting. This is a lesson that Jesus drives home to the hearts of his people. Now, in light of Pentecostalism, I want you to listen closely to these words. Verse 21. And Jesus answered them, "If you do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to this fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will what? Receive if you have faith."
Yes, madamu nabagamba nti, mazima mbagamba nti, bwe munabanga n'okukkiriza nga temubuusabuusa, temukole nga kino kyokka eky'omutiini, naye bwe muligamba olusozi luno nti, situlibwa osuulibwe mu nnyanja, kirikolebwa. Ne byonna byonna bye munaayagalanga nga musaba, nga mukkiriza, munaabiweebwanga.
Now, this isn't the first time Jesus has addressed mountains being thrown into seas. In Matthew 17, verse 20, he brings this same illustration. Now, listen to me. When you hear these words, and you hear the thought that if you pray,
You
will have power to dry up fig trees.
And
move mountains from one place into the sea.
That Jesus is saying,
listen, this mountain here, Jerusalem, you can pick it up, or the Mount of Olives, you can pick it up and you can throw it into the Mediterranean Sea. That sounds pretty awesome. Most of us here, we immediately think this passage through the lens of Pentecostalism. Claiming that we have such power. We have such ability. Now let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever seen a Christian pick up a mountain and throw it into the sea? Anybody?
Anyone?
Anybody ever see someone go to a jackfruit tree because they couldn't get fruit from it, or because there were worms in it, and they curse a tree and vroom, it's dried? Anybody see that? Everybody together? No.
So
therefore we know that the point is not picking up mountains and throwing them into seas.
No, let's not get too many bulungi. Nti ensonga ya Yesu siku situla nsozi nga ozisula mayanja.
What is Jesus's point?
Yesu chichi cha tegeza wano.
His point is that your prayer, mixed with undoubting faith, will enable you to do incredible things. And he's using hyperbole language, that is exaggerated speech, to prove a point. His point is that God will help you, aid you to do incredible things when you are a person of prayer. Now listen, we know that the Antichrist, there is coming what is called, the Bible calls an Antichrist, and in the power of Satan, he will do crazy, miraculous things. But miraculous powers are not part of God's normal plan in this age.
It doesn't mean
they don't happen. It doesn't mean that we don't pray for them. But it's not the normal way God does things. He does those things at very unique times in history when he's trying to say, send us a massive message like, I am here.
And
the Bible promises in the future, at the return of Christ, these things will reappear. But with that, right now, that's not the normal way things are happening. Can they happen? Yes. God can do anything. Can we pray for miracles? Yes, absolutely. But see, due to Pentecostalism,
and
our age, we look at these passages and we read what we want into the text. Jesus' purpose was to show that prayer can, with faith, can do much.
Nti okusaba n'okukkiriza kusobola okukola ebintu bingi.
And that they must be people of prayer. They must go and commune with the Lord and call upon Him.
Tuina okubeera abantu abasabi nga tujja ne tukuŋŋana ne Katonda ne tumukaabirira.
And I think he's using this to say, listen, pray, pray, ask God for things.
Era ndowooza agamba, musabe, musabe, musabe Katonda ebintu.
But now listen.
Neewuliriza kino.
Some of us will look at this text.
Abamu tuyinza okutunuulira ekitundu kino.
And we'll say, wait a second here.
Netugamba, sokola, sokolindako katono.
I want to throw mountains.
Njagala kusula nsozi.
I'm going to start claiming it.
Ngenda kutandika.
I'm going to start praying.
Ngenda kutandika kisabira.
But what would the point be of throwing a mountain into a sea?
Ne chigenda kuberanga.
Why would you want that?
Ogenda kubanga oyina mugaso kyo kusabira
nsozi. Why would you pray for that?
Lugwe mu nyanja.
Lwaki osaba ekyo? Is it for your own self exaltation?
Lwaki oyagala okusaba ekyo kubanga oyagala ggwe kennyini?
He said, no, no, I want to make God known.
Ayagala.
Normal people don't pray for mountains being thrown. Okay, that's not normal.
Tikino kyagamba nti oba oyina makulu ki okusaba olusozi luve we luli lugwe mu nnyanja. Makulu ki agali mu ekyo? Era ogenda kufuna kye kyoyagala okufuna gwe kwe kwegulumiza. Bwekwekwe obere ngoli waggulu naye abantu bonna ab'obuvunaanyizibwa ekyo tebakisaba.
A true godly man
omusajja owa Katonda
woman is not going to ask God to move a mountain.
Tayinza kusaba Katonda kusula kusitula lusozi kulusula mu nyanja.
He's going to ask God to move a heart.
Naye agala Katonda asindika akyuse emitima.
Which is far greater miracle and has far greater eternal value.
Eranga echo chechamagere kisingo bunene. Eranga kina na makulu manji nyo.
A God lover
omuntu ayagala Katonda
is going to humbly request of God.
Agenda kumubuka kamwe kusaba Katonda.
Not according to his will but according to God's will.
Ngatasaba yecha yagala naye ngasaba kusaba Katonda cha yagala.
And will be content with God's answer.
Era agenda kuba mumativu necho Katonda cha mudamu.
A godly person
omuntu atya Katonda
is going to faithfully ask God to work.
Agenda kubanga asaba Katonda akole.
For great purposes. And to help him do awesome things. And listen, he's doing awesome things. Every visitor this last week says, wow, God has miraculously moved in this community. Listen, look at your own lives. Hasn't God transformed you from circumstances to bring you here of all
places?
I don't think Jesus is telling his disciples here that their faith and their prayer is going to be that as a result of having strong faith and prayer they're going to be faith healers.
Sirowooza nti Yesu Kristo ekigendererwa ky'agamba nti bannaiwe munaasaba ne mwebwe nga mulina okukkiriza mugenda kubanga muwonya abantu bangi.
I think what Jesus is doing here
Yesu kyakola wano
is he's encouraging and motivating his disciples to with great confidence be people of prayer. Because he knows, according to James 5:16, that the effective prayers of a righteous man will accomplish what?
Much.
And I think he's calling the Jews back to their old time religion. Heartfelt, passionate, faith filled. Prayer to God. I think what he's doing is saying, disciples, listen. My house must return to become a house of prayer. Dear friends, prayerless Christians are often lifeless Christians.
Era bagenda kweyisanga bye baagala.
While prayerful Christians are often powerful Christians. Because they are Christians who live on their knees.
Kubanga be bakristayo abavunama ku mavivi gabwe mu maso ga Katonda.
Not just with their mouths.
Bote babeerawo nga babyogerako bwogezi nebikomawo.
Our prayer is that God would turn our hearts to full devotion toward Him. My concern as I end, my concern is that right in this room, we have Charles Ponzi's. People who are using religion
abantu abakozesa edini
to benefit
okufunamu
rather repenting of their sins and being devoted to God from the heart.
Chokwenenya nebawaye mitima jabwe jonna eri Katonda,
which is demonstrated by a heart of prayer.
Echo nga kino kolesebwa abantu nga bewayo.
May we hear the words of John the Baptist. The axe is at the foot of the tree. Many who say to me, Lord, Lord, will not enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of their Father.
Naye abavoka abakola Katonda byayagala bibagenda okuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
May the Lord help us.
Nsaba Mukama atuyambe.
Let's pray.
Katusabe.
Father, we know
Kitaffe tumanye
that all true biblical miracles
nti ebyamagero byonna ebya Bible
will always give you glory,
bino kubanga bikuwesa ekitiibwa,
and man will never be in the way,
era omuntu talina kubeera mu kkubo lyo.
And I want to thank you,
era njagala okwebaza Mukama,
for all the miracles you've done right here in Kuba Mitwe,
olw'ebyamagero byonna byokola mu Kuba Mitwe.
I want to thank you that you've done them through this broken vessel and many broken vessels around here. Normal, weak humans. So that you would be put on display. And Father, we thank. We think of the disciples and the religious leaders seeing all of your miraculous things, enjoying them, hearing them preach, responding with some form of zeal, but never understanding, never repenting, but being cursed and thrown into hell. And we would ask that that would not be true of our people here. Help us to that end, we pray.
Amen.